CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. Police have released the identity of the victim of a recent fatal crash in Perth County. Just after 12:30 yesterday, Perth County OPP and emergency responders arrived at the scene of a collision on Line 29 at Road 111 in Perth East. A passenger vehicle and a commercial vehicle collided and the passenger vehicle rolled. The deceased has been identified as 74-year-old Joanne Bell of Vernon, British Columbia. One person has died and another has life-threatening injuries after a crash in Mapleton Township yesterday. Emergency responders arrived at the scene of the crash about 3:30 p.m. at the intersection of Wellington Road 8 and Wellington Road 10. The driver of a pickup truck was pronounced deceased at the scene, and a passenger airlifted to a trauma center with life-threatening injuries. No names have been released as police are contacting relatives. And one person has died following an aircraft collision in Southgate Township. On Monday evening, Gray Bruce OPP responded to the collision in a field off Southgate Township Road 4. That's north of Highway 89 between Mount Forest and Keldon. The occupant of an ultra-light glider was pronounced deceased at the scene, and their name is not yet being released. The city of Owen Sound has several housing developments in the works. Council is considering a proposed zoning bylaw amendment for SkyDev Bayshore, which is on East Bayshore Road, overlooking Georgian Bay. It would include 8 apartment buildings with 712 units. And council granted draft plan of subdivision approval and a rezoning for the development of over 716 units in Sydenham Heights, south side of 8th Street East. Wellington North announcing their new CAO. The municipality says Brooke Lambert will become the new CAO starting September 6th. She will relocate to Wellington North from Waterloo Region. She has over 18 years of municipal experience, the latest in the city of Cambridge as the Director of Corporate Strategy. A Kincardine resident turned a dollar into $1,000 after saying yes to Encore on his Lotto Max ticket. Fiona Robertson has the details.
Kirk Rutledge, a 65-year-old father of three and grandfather of one, said this is his first big win and isn't sure what he's going to do with it just yet. He matched the last 6 of 7 Encore numbers in exact order in the June 14th Lotto Max draw to win $100,000. The winning ticket was purchased at Canco on Bluewater Highway in Grand Bend. For CKNX News, I'm Fiona Robertson.
For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca. In sports, Athletics Canada says some top track and field athletes have withdrawn from the upcoming Commonwealth Games. Among them, gold medal 100-meter relay winners Andre DeGrasse, Aaron Brown, and Jerome Blake, as well as decathlete Pierce LePage. They want to recover from the challenging and sweltering World Championships and prepare for the rest of the season. Toronto Blue Jays will be looking to stretch their win streak to 7 tonight when they host the St. Louis Cardinals. Jose Berrios will start for Toronto. You can catch all the action live on CKNX AM 920 with the first pitch at 7:07. San Jose Sharks have hired former New York Rangers coach David Quinn as their new head coach. The Sharks have announced Quinn will replace the fired Bob Bugner as the Sharks overhaul their management and coaching team. The 55-year-old Quinn coached the Rangers for 3 seasons from 2018 to 2021, posting a 96-87-25 record. Clear tonight with a low of 13. Sunny to start tomorrow, but clouds move in late in the morning, bringing the chance of afternoon rain or a thunderstorm. High at 27. Tomorrow night, cloudy, possible showers, low 18. Cloudy Thursday, but a few sunny breaks. Chance of showers, though, with a high of 26. And for Friday, partly sunny, possible showers, high 24.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.